Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. What's the rule for who gets the armrest when you're sitting in a three-seat row on the plane? I feel like there should be some universal rules around this because it can cause some major drama and even some uncomfortable elbow rubbing, which I've got a story about. And while I'm a business class kind of girl, when I'm flying domestically, you'll generally find me in premium economy or economy. And even though it's a shorter flight, that armrest can change the comfort level for the flight, and it's a bit of a controversy on who is entitled to that space. So let's break it down. I generally try to go for a window seat on all flights. The window gives the advantage of a space to lean into without the threat of being banged into by a bar cart or people walking through the aisles. For me, being in the window seat, I don't mind giving up my outside armrest to the person in the middle. The person in the aisle seat has easy access to stretch out a little more, but also, during service, they absolutely lose their option for the outside armrest if they hope to keep their elbows intact. For this reason, I think they should be allowed the armrest on both sides, especially during meal or bar service. They also have to get up anytime the fellow roommates need to use the restroom, so we'll give them that extra perk. Now the middle seat. Nobody wants this. It sucks all around, but sometimes you don't get a choice. If you're put on a flight change or if you're flying with a partner, sometimes you just get stuck with it. This poor soul in the middle should be entitled to the armrest adjacent to the window seat person. So essentially, if you're on the right side of the plane, if everyone just leaned right, everyone would get at least one armrest. Same on the left side of the plane. Just take the armrest to your left and everyone will get a little elbow room. But then you have the entitled people. Let me go on a little rant here. Sometimes you get someone in the middle seat who feels that because they're stuck there, they should get as much room as they'd like. Sorry, friend, this is not how this works. This is also the situation with some of the big and tall folks who will not only take up all the armrests, but who may also spread their legs out into the other seat space. Listen, as a tall person, I feel for you. But what I don't appreciate is that there seems to be an assumption that women especially should just give up their space for bigger or taller men. And while I'm all for trying to be an accommodating seatmate, I own the space in my seat. And this isn't just an issue with men. In fact, I almost got into fisticuffs with a woman who is literally the reason why girls from Philly get a bad rap. I was flying from Philly to Fort Lauderdale, and I was in economy on a 3-3 row. I had the window seat, and the two seats next to me were taken. Everything seemed fine as we got all settled into our seats and prepared ourselves for the flight. We were on the right side of the plane, so I leaned right, offering my elbow rest to the woman in the middle. She took it, as well as the armrest on the other side. Shortly after takeoff, she turned to her partner who was in the seat directly behind her, and he handed her a coat. One of those big puffy coats that are necessary in Philadelphia winters, but she didn't put it on. She put it on top of her, putting the hood over her face and the length of the coat over her body, leaving the arms dangling across me and the woman next to her. Oh, hell no. This is where I draw a line. I don't want to be touched by the person next to me or touched by any of their things. An accidental elbow graze is one thing, but her coat arms were literally on top of me and the woman in the aisle seat. I immediately and very politely said, "Excuse me." No response, as if I wasn't talking to her. I tried a couple of times and then just said a bit more firmly, "Can you please tuck the sleeves in of your coat?" Nothing. Didn't move, didn't say a thing. So I did it for her. I tucked in the sleeve into the side of the armrest and she threw her elbow out further. At this point, I had to make a choice. This is like a 2.5 hour flight. Do I cause a scene and get the flight attendant involved or just continue pushing this sleeve away throughout the flight? The other woman in the aisle seat was a bit older and kept making eyes at me like, what should we do? We both could not believe the gall of this ignorant woman. And so I just decided to let it go and say something to her once we exited the plane. But it didn't end there. Once we landed and people started exiting the plane, she refused to get up. She was intentionally not letting me out. I even said to her, like, if you're not ready to get off the plane, can you just step out so I can get off? She didn't move. And at that point, I yelled for the flight attendant and told her very bluntly that this rude woman is refusing to let me off the plane and I couldn't get out of the seat. She tried to fight with the flight attendant as well, saying that she wanted to wait to get off the plane and she was entitled to do so. But the flight attendant made her get up, and then she slowly, and I mean like extremely slowly, got off the plane and wouldn't let me or anyone else pass her. I said to her at one point, "I don't know why you have beef with me or what that was all about, but you're literally holding up everyone on this flight because you felt entitled to lay yourself out across all three seats." I may have given a little bump to the shoulder as I finally got by, and all the passengers behind me saw what was going on. And before it turned into a Rocky movie, this random guy, God bless him, pulled me away from her and just said, "It's not worth it." He was right, because I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I refuse to give in to bullies. And that's what prompted this whole conversation around the armrest wars. The moral of the story here is to just respect that you paid for a seat and that is the space you're entitled to. Be a good neighbor and let others have the armrest if you don't want or need it for your comfort. But I feel like if you stick to the system of leaning toward the direction of the window, it's a good compromise and everyone gets a little extra space. But what say you on this matter? I'd love for you to send me a DM over on Instagram and let me know who you think should get the armrests and do you have an alternative recommendation? I feel like this should be a protocol added by the flight attendants during the safety instructions. In case of an emergency landing, yada, 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 you can find the exit rows here, here, and here. And you're entitled to the armrest closest to the window. This could solve so many in-flight grievances. I can't wait to hear what you think. DM me at The Lux Life Abroad on Instagram, and I'll also link it in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, love thy neighbor, but also own thy space. Happy travels! Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35+.